Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome. Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
What is up?
How is your Thursday?
Just watching some Miz TV, apparently.
Yeah.
I came in and I found out that Isaac Ropp is a fan of The Miz.
I am a fan of The Miz, actually.
Every now and then, boy, like, you...
He's good.
You surprise me.
Well, here's the thing.
Of all the people that you could be a fan of, The Miz?
Well, here's the thing. Jace.
By the way, if you don't know, The Miz is a former MTV reality star turned professional wrestler. And he's very, very bro-y.
And he has a reality show with his wife.
And a smoke show of a wife who was in some sort of French maid outfit.
The thing is, JC Babes, talent is talent.
Yeah.
And I got roped into watching that dumb reality show with him and his wife because my wife loves it.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually came away a fan of his because he's actually talented. Like, the whole thing's contrived, obviously.
Yeah.
It's a reality show.
Yeah.
But it's funny. Like, he actually is a good personality. And I don't know how he is as a wrestler. I've never seen him as a wrestler. But
I don't know either. I don't watch it. But he's a big deal.
Listen, that doesn't surprise me. He's a talented dude. So I am a fan of him. I don't consume much of his content. But I think that guy is actually a pretty cool dude.
Yeah. The Miz.
The Miz.
I just came in and I looked up and...
I don't know why that was on.
I thought,
we now have it on the proper channel,
yes,
which is, of course,
the Golf Channel.
Golf.
I thought you had turned it on because I looked up and was like, what is this? And then you immediately were like, well, that's The Miz. And I was like, oh.
No,
I thought that was an Isaac Ropp sort of decision there.
It was left over.
No,
I don't know.
Okay.
Dusty was watching it.
Apparently, Dusty also likes The Miz, although if his wife is in a French maid outfit, you know, walking around, I can totally see why someone would turn on that show.
That was the bit they were doing.
Well, I mean,
I have bad news for you.
Just put someone hot in an outfit and,
well, sure.
You got, you know, that's what this show needs.
Look, content is everywhere. Mike Lynch is live streaming his MLB The Show baseball team. Okay. Like, there's content.
Yeah. Mike, have you thought about
putting
the missus in a hot outfit to kind of dance in front of the screen? That may help.
I don't have a webcam, so it was just my voice in the game, so I don't think that would work.
Oh, we can't watch it. Okay.
You can watch the game, but I don't have a camera.
I thought about you today. I saw your tweets about it.
Yes.
By the way, they split the first two games.
Man, it's a
nip. So the Rocks won a nip and tuck game one.
What a nail biter.
And then 11-8 thriller in game two. He's playing the Dodgers. He got the Dodgers.
My main rival. Who I hate.
It's the main rival
in the game.
Mike hates a video game baseball team.
So I saw that and I thought about Mike and I thought, you know, I wonder. I was thinking to myself, first of all, I was half inclined to go tune in and start like dropping bombs on you.
Can we interact with you?
But then I thought, I don't even know how to do that.
You'd have to make a Twitch account.
Yeah, see.
But
boom,
we can make fun of you like live while you're playing the
game.
Yeah,
you can join the chat and chat away.
Yeah, that may
chat.
Look.
You're not going to do that.
I'm tempted.
I thought
now.
About it.
I'm tempted now to create a Twitch account and just go on there and troll Mike while he plays video game baseball.
Someone could create an account for you and you wouldn't do that.
Yeah, that's a valid point.
So then I thought.
It sounds like a good idea, but in reality,
you're not gonna do
that. I'm not doing that.
Then I thought, what part of Mike's day would I rather watch than this?
Mm.
Right? Like his baseball video thing. And then I thought, I think I would rather watch Mike live stream every other part of his day.
Mm-hmm.
Like this would be last on the list of things that I would watch Mike do.
Dead last?
Yes. Like I think dead last. I thought about it.
You'd rather watch Mike eat breakfast?
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, that's near
the
top.
You'd rather watch me like take a number two?
That was near the top too.
Well, we could find out, are you a stander? Are you go in between?
Watch your habits.
Yeah. I
mean, do you talk to yourself on the toilet? Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I do?
No, I'm a phone scroller.
Yeah, me too.
I serenade myself.
You sing.
I sing my day. I make up songs. Like today was my, it is my daughter's birthday. And so like
which one?
Oren.
Happy birthday, Oren.
Yeah. 17 years
she's
old.
She's almost off to college.
Yeah.
That makes me insane that she's 17.
Yeah. Feels so old.
When we first,
she's the one that called me a hobbit.
I said you a werewolf.
A werewolf. Yes. She saw my feet.
When she was little, she came in here. She was probably 4.
Yeah, she's older than that.
I don't think so, man. She was a little kid.
You're telling me that was 13 years ago?
Yes. She was
no
like,
way.
Yes. She was like 4 years old, and she was dead serious because she was, I had to bring her in to work with me. And so we put some toys on the floor for her, and she would just kind of cruise around and play with toys. And you took off your shoes, and she saw your feet.
I kicked her.
And legitimately asked if you were a werewolf.
And you said yes. And so to this day, she treats me with the utmost respect because she thinks I'm a werewolf and I will eat her. Anyway, she's almost off to college.
She's almost off to college.
That's amazing. You're almost an empty nester.
Oh, I know. Very excited
about
it. Dude,
that's so exciting.
Oh, half the time now I come home and there's no one home and it's wonderful.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
Oh, I could.
If I know you.
I can't wait.
What were you saying?
Oh, so like I brought her flowers and like breakfast this morning. And like when I do that, I sing a song about flowers and breakfast burritos. So if you just were to watch me in my day to day, you will catch me singing my day. Like if I go to Costco and sometimes I get stared at and I don't really think about it. Like if I'm looking for, I don't know, dog food, I will sing a tune about looking for dog food and I don't even realize that I'm doing it. And I just kind of go about that and I'm just whatever tune is in my head, I put some lyrics behind it.
I thought about you today, too, because I thought, okay, I could tune in and watch Mike play video game baseball.
Yeah.
Which I don't want to do. Then I thought, okay, I wonder.
You can go back and watch the VOD if you'd like. It's up on my channel.
The VOD.
What?
Video on demand.
Well, I thought we were talking about the VIG. I'm like, what? You owe someone? Like, we got insurance? What's happening?
Have you noticed that Mark Jones on NBA playoff coverage shortens words a lot? Have you been noticing that?
No, I haven't paid much attention.
Like a midi?
Yeah.
Mid-range? Like, hey, there's Luca with the midi.
He's talking to, it's the kids, man. You gotta be young.
I think Mike's down with it. Based on this VOD commentary.
VOD.
I mean, that's what it's called. I wasn't shortening it. That's just what it's called.
Well, actually, it's called Video On Demand, Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
And you knew damn well that neither one of us knew what the hell you were talking about.
Yeah, he baits
us. I thought you might know what a VOD, a VOD was.
The VOD? What?
Okay, so what was I saying?
I don't know. So you were thinking about...
Oh, then I thought, all right, what parts of Mike's day would I actually like to live stream?
Yeah.
And then I thought about you, and then I thought, well, I would rather watch... Like, I would rather just tune into whatever suits... I don't even care what he's doing right now. Mm-hmm. I would rather watch that than Mike's Colorado Rockies.
Hmm. People ask me all the time.
So whatever you were doing at 10 a.m. or 10 whatever he tweeted that,
yeah.
I would have. What were you doing?
I think I was getting my beard trimmed.
Far more fascinating to me.
I was sitting there with Miss Ellie and she was trimming up my beard because it had gone from Viking to Duck Dynasty. So you kind of got to, every now and then you got to.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Yeah, you got to rope it in, kind of shape it up a little bit.
I do have bad news for you, though.
Damn it.
It's
raining again.
Well, yeah, will you stop griping about the weather?
No, I won't. I'm officially angry at the rain. It is a visceral reaction. When I wake up now and see the rain, it pisses me off. I'm angry. If I could punch the rain, I would. But then it would just be a strange, weird man in his backyard swinging at air. But it literally makes me angry now.
I'd live stream that.
Yeah, I would watch that for sure. Before we move on from the video game baseball.
Hold on. Mike, I'm in the middle of a story.
Oh, okay.
For God's sakes.
Don't move on, though.
You've been squirreling a lot, so I'm sure.
I always get it back. You guys don't give me enough credit. You're going to miss me when I'm gone. So my bad news for Big Sook is, as I was driving in, I was listening to Dusty and Friends.
Yes.
That's the show that's on before us, and I love it.
Yes.
And I love to hear who his new friend is. And today, he had a man by the name of Joe Bushman, who is the Lewis and Clark football coach.
Yes. By the way, great. That's a great coach's name.
Joe Bushman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coach Bushman?
I think it should be Judd.
Ooh, I like that.
But
yeah, it's kind of stuck.
I mean, Bushman. Coach Bushman is a good name.
Look, I play for who's your coach? That's Bushman. Yeah, you run through a wall for him.
So I got in here and I met Mr. Bushman for the first time.
Yeah.
And I immediately thought, wow, Sook is plummeting on the power rankings of Dusty and Friends' best looking guests list.
He is a handsome man.
He is very handsome.
Yes, he is. 100%.
So I think that he has vaulted to the top with Alex Brink second, and then everybody else, including you.
Yeah, well, look, I get that.
Because for a while, you were top three.
Well, I get
but
it.
But you're not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not after that.
How am I supposed to compete with Bushman?
You're not.
He's very tan.
Yep.
He's got a great head of hair, kind of slick back.
Salt and pepper.
Yeah, you know, come on.
Yeah, clean shaven.
Yeah. Then I'm in here, although I'm trimmed up today. The beard's, the beard's in fine form. But, yeah, I can't compete with Bushman.
No.
So that is a bit disappointing.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Sorry.
At one point, I was riding high, and, now, not so much.
It's like the guy who's 8-under after the first round.
Yeah, I'm that
you
guy.
Know he's not going to win.
Yeah,
that was you.
That was me. But you know what? For a brief moment, I was on top of that leaderboard. But you knew. You knew I was going to fall
Who's
off.
Tomorrow's Dusty and Friends?
Couldn't tell you.
I didn't hear the tease.
Anybody?
All right. Now, Mike, did you have something before we go?
Real quick. You know who Bushman reminds me of? I was thinking of this because I, too, was struck by his handsomeness. He's got a Mike Vrabel sort of quality about him. I feel like Bushman played linebacker at some point. You know, maybe
he's a little small.
Maybe a tight end, if you will.
No offense.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he's shrunken down a little bit. He's in good shape. Take a look at that. He's got that. He's got that football jaw that Vrabel's got going for him. It's who I remember. It's who he made me think of. All right, now back to Mike.
Do you care to guess?
Mike is called for the ball.
No, I don't, but let's do it anyway.
I will guess, yes, let's
go. The total amount of viewers I received during the stream.
Ooh, I was going to ask that. Okay.
I didn't realize I could see this, but on my VOD, I can see total views of the video.
Total views.
Not a lot.
So does that live?
Yes, people who joined and left and total unique viewers I had while
total
live.
Total unique view. Okay, yeah. So a guy can't, like, pad the stats.
Yes.
Okay, well, you played two games.
I played two games.
I was told.
We kind of were promoting it a little bit.
A little bit. I mean, I played in the morning, so not as many people around to see the tweets, but.
Yeah.
Some of us were busy with burritos and beard trims, otherwise I would have been a part of it. I'm going to go with 9 viewers. 9.
9.
9. That's what I'm doing.
See, I think that. I don't know Twitch at all, but I'm going to guess that when you're on Twitch, you just get, there's so many people perusing Twitch that there's just randomness watching you, right?
Yeah, 9. I'm saying 3 people from the show and 6 randos for a total of 9.
No, I'm going way more because...
Way more.
Well, again, I just think Twitch is like I stumble on things all the time on YouTube or Reddit or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what I mean?
Twitch is similar, yeah.
Yeah, like he could have...
If someone goes to the MLB The Show page, it'll show everyone streaming the show.
Right, he could have accidental views. So therefore, I'm going to go with the round number of 20.
Over double.
Yes. I have faith in you, Mike.
Boy, are you guys going to be surprised.
Okay.
6.
163.
83.
Yes!
Right the hell out of town.
Now, is that worth it? Is that ad worthy?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not charging anything. I'm just playing because I figured people would be interested in watching it.
You had 83 people tune into that?
Yeah, I mean, throughout the 2 hours, 2.5 hours, yeah.
Man,
I'll be damned.
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
So if I live stream my Costco shopping trip, do I get over or under 83B?
Oh, you probably get over.
On Twitch? I think you get over because you're a more high-profile person.
Yeah, you have way more people who would want to watch that than I do.
No, I don't think they would want to watch it. I just think, oh, Big Sook? I know that. And then they'd click on it and be like, what is he doing?
Yeah, you'd get a lot of people in and out for like 1 minute.
Yeah.
But you get a lot of people in and out.
I'll be damned. You know, it's this guy's right. Mike's out there doing it for the people. You know, he's out there. He's out there getting things done.
And I love his commitment to it, too. He posts on Twitter just in case you missed it.
You know. I just love that you. So, what round of the playoffs is this for you?
It's the first round.
It's the first round. Yeah. So, best of five or
tough break catching the Dodgers. In the first round.
His hated rival.
They beat the Cubs in the wild card 3-2.
You realize that there is a chance
or the Mets,
that you though. Could. Well, I mean, you wasted a year plus of your life, anyways, doing this. But I'm trying to picture. Like, you've spent over a year doing this, and then it goes away because you lose to the video.
Well, it doesn't
game.
Go away. I just do the next season.
Yeah.
A year of your life is gone.
Well, remember, Sook, this is my second full year with this team. I streamed the wild card game in the first season and lost.
Yeah, it was a 2-year contract.
Oh, God. Like, do you, when that happens, are you, again, like, I want to physically punch the rain. Are you just, like, are you beyond pissed when you lose?
Yeah. I mean, when I lost in the wild card game, I didn't play for, like, 5 months. I was like, I can't do this right now.
It takes time to get over.
A year of your life. Wow. Hours upon hours.
I tell you.
I played every single game, and they take about 45 minutes. So.
Oh, my God.
That's all?
They take 45 minutes to an hour, roughly.
Yeah. That's not bad.
And played 162 of them.
Yes.
So you spent 162 hours in a year playing...
Well, remember, this is the MLB 20, so probably over 2 years. But yes, I have. You'd be sick to find out the numbers of like how much I played Overwatch and Rocket League.
My head can't. I just can't.
Yeah, I don't want
it just doesn't. It doesn't make sense to me.
Hey, like Mike says, it's his passion.
It is.
I love gaming.
I understand.
He loves it. All right.
Twitch feels like the gateway to OnlyFans. Well, next thing we know. Mike Lynch, OnlyFans.
I don't think we need a gateway to OnlyFans.
We go right to OnlyFans?
Well, yeah.
Mike, you know, gear down, man.
Anytime there's nudity, you don't need a gateway. No, a gateway to nudity?
Nah, nudity just happens.
People love nudity. You're going straight to it.
And if you don't like nudity, it just means that you're into some really weird nudity and you're scared of it, and therefore you have to do the I hate it because you're scared of what you really want. It's like when the preacher guy like hates all the, you know, the gays, and he's like, this is the most outrageous thing. It's, oh, God, you know, hates y'all. And then it turns out he's been visiting gay prostitutes for like 10 years. Same sort of thing.
You ready to sport?
Not really.
Are you a sportsman?
Let's do it anyways.
We're going to sport in the rain today.
I'm ready.
You know, today's the big NFL schedule reveal.
Well, it's already kind of trickling out, but.
You know. By slow drip.
Yeah. Why are they? I mean, I guess they're doing it so we just continually talk about it.
Because they know social media. They know how it works. They're smart.
Yeah. And then the big reveal.
However,
party, and I think like all, like,
I am
like
not falling for it. I'm not falling for it. I'm waiting until the schedule comes out, which I think is maybe next hour or the 5 o'clock hour.
You don't want to talk about Packers Bears.
Well, they're playing anyway.
I know, but that they leaked. That was one.
Oh,
that,
gee. The Packers are playing the Bears. I'm stunned.
That was the one that leaked out. And by the way, it's the Bears. Who cares? It's the freaking Bears.
Well, we know the Seahawks are going to play in the first week.
Yeah.
That leak. Did you see that?
I did.
Yeah. Although it's so funny. Everybody says that's what it is. Mm-hmm. And then nobody confirms it. So they're like, allegedly.
Wait and see.
Yeah, we know. The Seahawks are hosting the Broncos, Mike's Broncos, on Monday Night Football.
Boy, you think
in week one.
You think the NFL did that on purpose?
Dude, hell yeah. That's
perhaps.
A great. I love that.
Yeah, Russell Wilson gets to come back and kick everyone in the nuts.
Or get bitch slapped by Drew Locke.
No.
In Seattle with a chip on their shoulder.
I guess. We don't know.
Right.
It could be Geno Smith.
Hey, I saw some college football lines today, and that inspired today's poll question.
Ooh.
That is next on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, fun little poll question today. Wet your whistle for college football.
Paul Feinbaum today.
Why?
Just driving around, I flip over when Dusty and Coach Bushman were on commercial. And if you want to know the big...
Nice save.
Yeah, I'm with you. It was all about Dusty and Friends. But again, commercials, which you should listen to, never turn the dial. But the big surprise team for the college football playoff this year, if you want to know how unpredictable college football is, guess.
Surprise team?
The surprise team.
LSU.
Clemson.
Oh, come on.
Clemson. No one sees Clemson coming. You know you have a competitive balance problem when Clemson is the underdog that you're calling out.
Paul Feinbaum is very high profile.
Yeah.
And yet, I got to tell you, I have consumed maybe 30 seconds of him ever.
You're not missing anything.
I've seen him on ESPN a few times.
Well, he's really dull, but sometimes I like the guests he brings on, and they were talking about college football. So, you know, I was listening to it.
Is his show all college football?
Yes.
That's all he does?
That's all he does.
Love that.
Yeah. He's just college football. And it's amazing that someone that dull and just kind of has become such a big deal.
Might want to clip that, Mike.
But he is.
Can we add that to the montage?
Yeah, why not? That is Paul Feinbaum.
Lanning was on there the other day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like sometimes he has, well, not sometimes, a lot of the times he has big college football names and it's, you know, there's some interesting conversations, but he himself, dude, he's like an accountant. He's the most boring human being on the planet.
Well, the only reason I know Lanning was on there on his, I don't know, radio or TV, I don't know. But is because some Duck fans on Twitter were bitching about it. Like, don't go on there. Bleh. Yeah. And my thought is, well, no. Dude, if Dan Lanning has a great relationship with Paul Feinbaum, don't you think that could help?
Yes.
Sway. Like, Feinbaum, like him or not.
He's the biggest voice in the South when it comes to college
football. He is a conduit
to
Southern football fan.
Yes.
And if Dan Lanning rolls out to the Pac-12 and goes on his show and says, dude, you don't understand. This is great out here, and here's why. That's great.
Makes a difference.
That's great for the Duckies in the Pac-12. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Bowl questions.
Oh, yeah. So I saw some college football point spreads today. Mm-hmm. Is it too early to start betting on college football?
Absolutely not. Placing a saw buck on the great underdog that is Clemson right now.
Are you really?
No.
Oh, just... that was facetious.
Yes.
Yeah. So FanDuel put these out, and West Coast Football, or one of the Twitter follows that covers Pac-12, took them from FanDuel. So that's how I got them.
Okay.
Right on my Twitter feed right there. And I was like, ooh, I didn't know these were out yet. So the question is, so I've put them into a poll question for you today. It is on Twitter, at 1080 The Fan. AAA Heating and Cooling, family business, helping families for over 60. Can you believe that? 60 years.
That's a lot of years.
AAAIAQ.com. And here is the question. Where is the upset coming this September?
Because you know there's going to be one.
Oregon, at Georgia.
No.
It's in Atlanta.
That's not happening.
Washington State, at Wisconsin.
Although we did see them beat Ohio State, but no. Washington State at Wisconsin. I could see
that.
The
Cougs are playing in Madison.
Mm-hmm. I think the Cougs are going to surprise some people because I think that Cameron Ward, I think he's gonna light it up.
BYU at Oregon.
BYU undefeated against the Pac-12 last year, and Oregon has some question marks.
Or a game you may not know is on the schedule, Utah at Florida.
That's where I'm going. Wow. I think Utah's got a chance to sneak up on some people. So
Are they really sneaking up on people?
They are, because no one pays much attention to Utah because they just never quite get over the hump. Although last year they got to the Rose Bowl, didn't beat Ohio State, but did a very nice job in that game. It was competitive. They bring back a lot on offense. They bring back their quarterback every year. The Utes defense is good. They do lose Devin Lloyd, but they bring back one of the best secondaries. There's always talent there in Utah, and I think that is a program that is trending in the right way. And I feel like Florida, I mean, we know that Florida is going to be more talented, but Florida last year, I think, was right around a 500 football team. They're making a quarterback change. You know, and you have Billy Napier there, and so you're going to get some new looks. That is one where I think Florida is honestly just Florida in name. I need to see what the new coaching staff does there, but I'll call my shot. I'll take Utah going into the swamp, which has not been a tough place to play lately, and I'll take the Utes.
Okay, well, you are not going out on a limb there, as I'm going to tell you the point spreads on those games.
Okay.
The whole point of this, and that is not a huge upset, although it would be a minor upset. Utah is 2.5-point underdogs at Florida.
Okay.
In the swamp.
Yeah, again, Florida.
So that's clearly...
That
is the closest.
Yeah.
Then you have BYU at Oregon. Oregon is favored by 6.5.
Okay.
At Autzen.
Sounds about right.
Then Washington State, Wisconsin. The Cougs are 14.5-point underdogs.
I'll take that right now. Okay. I'll lay some jack. In fact, I wish I could, like with the DraftKings. I would be more than happy to lay $100 down that I think the Cougs cover that.
Without knowing a thing about either team, won't Wisconsin just run all over them?
I mean,
just traditionally.
Wisconsin's offense has been absolutely dreadful. But
they can run.
They
Washington State's small.
I think.
Am I wrong?
I think, yes, they have always been small. But I think that Washington State is underrated. I think the Cougs can be a little bit of a surprise team. And I'm not saying they go into Camp Randall and beat them, but you're going to give me 2 touchdowns?
I am, and a hook.
I'll take it.
And the final points, but actually...
Because Wisconsin's offense, I don't know if you've watched it. It is some of the
No, I understand.
Is that Mertz, who's their quarterback, it's like Graham Mertz. That guy, like, if you want to set quarterback play back 10 years... And like you think of like the old days of Wisconsin quarterbacks. You're like, how is this guy the QB? I give you that.
Yeah, but they've always been that way. And Iowa's always that way. But yet they win games.
Yeah.
And the thing about this matchup, and again, this is totally off the cuff. I know nothing about either team. However, traditionally, Wisconsin can ground and pound you. And if you can't stop that, put up a fight, you're dead.
Yeah.
Because that's all they're going to do. It doesn't matter about the quarterback.
Yeah.
They're just going to run it right down your throat. So that's probably what why that spread is so high. And then finally, it's Oregon, Georgia. And the spread on that game, I was surprised to see this. Well, actually, no, I'm not.
I'll go, because I have not seen this. I'll go Georgia 8, 8.5, 7.5, somewhere in there.
Oregon plus 16.5.
Really?
In Atlanta. Yep.
I'll be damned. Boy, I'd.
That's high.
I'll take some of that too.
That is high.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Well, you're going to give me. You're giving me double
I'm gonna
digits.
Give you 30 points in those two games.
I'll gladly take them. And I said this when they, you know, going into Ohio State. Now, I did not think that Oregon was going to beat Ohio State. But because the point spread was very similar, I said, absolutely, give me the points. Oregon is going to go in there and they are going to be competitive. Now, I get that Georgia is a different animal than Ohio State, but let's not act like Ohio State is just some sort of bum. And Ohio State was clearly a different team at the end of the year. I think if that team plays Oregon at the end of the year, I think that Oregon gets drubbed. Stroud wasn't very good. Their defense was still finding their way. But, hey, Oregon didn't have Thibodeau, and they went in there and got it done. So I think that Georgia obviously is going to be stacked. They're going to be loaded. They bring back Stetson Bennett. So, you know, it's not like you're having to break in a new quarterback. But you did lose, what, 13 guys to the draft? And it's going to be in that Georgia's first game, or do they have an opener where they play Tallahassee JUCO?
I'll look.
I think that's the opener for Georgia, and so you may get some of that. Anytime I'm Oregon and I'm going to play an Ohio State or Georgia, I want to play them week one. I don't want to play them week eight.
Yeah, that's their opener.
That's their opener. So you've got a lot of guys. Yes, they've played some ball, and Georgia's going to be stacked again. They're going to have at least three top 20 picks on that defense. In fact, their best linebacker and best defensive lineman are both coming back versus we saw everyone go in the first round. So Georgia is going to be way more talented. Oregon is a talented team too. And Lanning's going to have intimate knowledge of that Georgia defense. And you're going to give me 2+ touchdowns? I'll take it all day. And who knows? Weird things happen. See the horseshoe. I don't think that they have a chance in hell of winning that game. But I think they can keep it within. They can keep it within 2 touchdowns. So I like both Washington State and Oregon to cover. But if you're talking about a win, in fact, I would bet on Utah and BYU to win those games. That would be an easier bet for me than to say the other two. Even though I'm going to take the points, to say that either one of those teams wins.
We also have one other game on here of note before we turn the page, and that is Michigan State is playing at UW. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Guess the spread. Michigan State last year, 11-2.
Yep.
Started 8-0.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what they bring back.
Yeah, they lost a lot. And, you know, that team was built largely on transfers last year. So I don't.
Mel Tucker.
I don't know everything they have. They started out gangbusters and they kind of fizzled off.
Yeah, but is Washington? I mean, what are they doing?
I have no idea what DeBoer is going to do up there. I don't even know what the quarterback situation is going to be, but you know, they bring in a talented offensive coordinator and DeBoer, by the way, is a very talented guy. Every one of his teams scores points. So I do expect UW to be better offensively. They can't be any worse. It's like they've been running Wisconsin's offense without the run game for the last 4 years. So this should be better. I'll say that spread is Michigan State 2.5.
It is. Oh, I just deleted it. Michigan State -2.
Okay, so I was right there.
Your very big sports brain comes through again.
I'll take UW in that.
You're amazing.
I'll take the doggies.
There's a little college football point spread talk. Let's go. Is it September yet?
Yeah, no, it's
Can
not.
Can we just skip summer?
No, because I'm tired of the rain. I need some freaking sunshine.
We all want the summer.
But I love
those spreads courtesy of FanDuel.
I love looking ahead at these games. But that is my
It is fun, huh?
My bold prediction is
very bold.
The Pac-12 player of the year
will be
Cameron Ward.
Okay.
Up at Wazoo.
That is pretty bold.
Uh-huh.
Well, who do you think the favorite is?
Well, it's probably going to
be Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams.
Yeah. So, I'll bet on Caleb Williams.
I know. But USC and we'll see. I think Cameron Ward is going to light it up in that air raid up there at Washington State, and I think they're going to give people problems. So that's my prediction. They won't win the North. I don't think there's enough talent there, but, you know, there may be some growing pains there at USC, and I think he's going to hit the ground running because his OC was his old head coach. And I don't know, maybe I'm just being schnookered, but Man, when I watched the spring game, dude, that kid, he was the best player in the country in his division last year, and he looks the part. And I just think in a conference that doesn't play a lot of defense and that you don't see a lot of this, I think he's going to throw it around on a lot of people.
All right, up next, we talk about teenagers being wasted in public. It is 3:37. Here's Mike.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Well, since multiple people have asked, including Big Souk during the break, I have for you what a domestic violence enhancer is.
Yeah, I heard Mike's report, and look, it's not good.
It's very confusing, but I also figured it out.
Yeah. I was baffled. Like, so what?
The term enhancer sounds positive.
Right? It's like, hey, you know, I'm going to commit a little domestic violence, but you know what I'd really like to do? I'd like to get me an enhancer to that domestic violence that I'm getting ready to commit.
Well, no. You're committing second-degree criminal tampering, but it's enhanced by domestic violence?
Yeah. Huh.
So in Colorado, so this is based on Jerry Jeudy,
the
Broncos receiver. He's in prison. I mean, jail.
Yeah, he's not in prison.
He's been arrested.
Yes.
And so it's something like trespassing with a domestic violence enhancer. In Colorado, you cannot be charged with domestic violence.
You can't.
It is something that can enhance sentencing. So you have to be charged with another crime, and then they add the domestic violence to it.
Wait, so in Colorado, if you just go in and smack your significant other, that's not domestic violence?
Well, not on its own, I'm sure they can find you. Like this, let's drum up a trespassing charge, and then we'll throw DV on top of it.
Okay, so like...
See, I'm a DA, you know.
Yeah, so you'd be arrested for like assault and battery with domestic violence?
Right, perhaps that's correct. So it says you are unable to be convicted of domestic violence without being convicted of some other crime. In order for a crime to be considered domestic violence, it must be committed against someone you are or were previously in an intimate relationship with, such as a spouse or ex-spouse.
Yeah, so basically what happened here is he got second-degree criminal tampering, and because it probably happened to his current or former girlfriend, they put the domestic violence enhancer on top.
What did he tamper
with? What was he tampering with?
I think that means like he damaged something of hers to inconvenience her. So maybe he slashed her tires or something like that, or did something to basically he damaged her personal property.
Oh, yeah, I see it here.
And because it is a current or former girlfriend, it gets the domestic violence enhancement.
Yeah, it doesn't say what he did, but it does say that in Colorado, that tampering is what Mike was saying. It is when you tamper with the property of another with intent to cause injury, inconvenience, or annoyance to the person or to another, i.e. knowingly makes an unauthorized connection with the property of a utility. Whatever. Not according to the Colorado statute, yeah. So...
I get it.
So basically, he probably slashed, like, his girlfriend's tires.
Have you ever had your tires slashed?
No.
I haven't either, and I tell you, that would be super convenient. Inconvenient.
Yeah.
Not convenient.
Yeah. I don't want to... I mean, I'm not trying to laugh, but I had a friend of mine who had a little bit of a volatile relationship, and at one point, he came home, and his wife had taken all of his clothes and cut off all the legs off his pants and all the sleeves off of his shirts, but put them back like in where they belong.
Creative.
Yeah. So it was like one of those. And then she was like, you know, hey, you need to get out of here. I'm not dealing with this. So he like went upstairs and it was like, okay, I'll pack a bag and I'll go to a hotel for a day or two.
Well, what's he going to pack? They're all cut up.
Exactly. But he didn't know it. Like he stumbled upon it and was like, ha, surprise.
Wouldn't that be kind of cool in a way that you get to go buy a whole new wardrobe?
Well, he did. Yeah.
Well, I know. So yeah. Isn't that kind of a perk? You're like, hey,
well, I think it's
great. I needed that.
Except like everything that you have is destroyed. And I think that's an expensive thing. And what it about is. The stuff that you like?
Yeah, it is. But, you can do stuff that you like. You know, it's not a bad idea to every once in a while just flip the script on the old wardrobe. Maybe you can simplify, go a little more Zuckerberg, T-shirts.
I did find out about it via that. He was like, hey, man, I got to go to the mall. Do you want to come with me?
I need a whole new wardrobe because my wife.
And I didn't know. He goes, and so I just thought he was saying, hey, I'm at the mall. You want to meet up and we'll grab a beverage or something. And then when I got there, he was at Nordstrom and he was buying like just these mounds of clothes. And I was like, oh my God, what are we shopping for? And that's when he told me, and I hate to do it, but the first thing I did was chuckle. And I know you shouldn't do that because it's obviously even to this day, I'm chuckling about it. I just had never quite heard of that one, but you know, criminal tampering.
All right. So there we've got that covered.
Yeah, we figured that out.
Let's talk about teenagers being wasted in public. I have questions next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Prime Time with Isaac and Zook on 1080 The Fan.
Now we're getting tales of scorned lovers.
Yeah. And you can't, there are no funny tales of the male scorned lover. You're not allowed to do that. You go to jail. But there's a lot of ones where, you know.
Like revenge porn or something?
Oh, yeah. I suppose that, yeah, that's a, yeah. It's all bad. Look, anytime we all know. And I'm not saying that there's not horrible things that go both ways, but we all know that when it comes to that, you're going to jail. Like if there's a dispute and someone's called, you're going to jail. So if you're a guy, you don't get into that. Just I don't care what happens, you just got to leave. There's just nothing good ever comes from that.
Somebody texted and said, had a buddy in high school, all five tires slashed.
Ooh.
Even the spare wasn't safe. Mm. Says, I think he got the message.
Well, what is that Carrie Underwood song? The Before He Cheats, right?
No idea.
There's that. It was like this huge hit for Carrie Underwood.
I do love her, though.
Yeah, I think it was she's Smoke Show.
I mean, I just think she's hot.
Yeah.
Well, is she a good singer? She seems it.
Yeah, I guess. She's really
was
popular.
She the one that was on American Idol?
American Idol. You want to see something weird about what money can do? Go look at Carrie Underwood on American Idol and Carrie Underwood now.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, no one's ugly. They're just poor.
Famous Carrie Underwood is way hotter.
Yes. But she had that whole song. Her first big hit was Before He Cheats. And it was like, I slashed a hole in all four tires. She just totally like destroys this dude's truck. And it's like, next time he'll think Before He Cheats. And it was this monster hit, and it's this woman empowerment anthem. And I always laughed. I'm like, can you imagine if we had the reverse of that? If you had the song sung by whoever, you know, whoever's the, I don't know, who's the big country, Sam Hunter, whoever is a big country act right now. And it was, she cheats on him. And so he goes and destroys her car. I think you'd get arrested just for singing that song.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't do it. You can't do it. One's women empowerment. And the other one is you're going to jail forever. So you just, you can't get into that contest.
Another one says, I have a buddy that his ex-wife took all of his shoes. And then when she was forced to give them back, she gave back only one of each pair.
See?
That's fantastic.
I mean, it's
sorry
funny,
about
but
that guy, but
it's awful, but you know.
It's great. It's so petty. It's great.
It is. See, that's the stuff. I mean, if you're going to do it, make it funny and petty. Don't be violent and petty.
Yeah. Here's insurance bro is in. If you're going to slash tires, only do three. Insurance will cover the tires if it's all four.
Really?
How about that little fun fact?
So it won't cover it if it's three?
Boy, insurance sucks.
Gosh almighty.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Let's go with it.
Yeah, look, let's not check into anything. Plus, there'll be other insurance bros that, if that's wrong.
Yeah, if it's not true, we'll be yelled at.
Yeah, again. You dumbasses.
We keep each other honest here.
Yeah.
All right, well, now we're going to get to teenagers drunk in public talk.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because we've got the story on what happened with Chris Paul's mom.
Oh, yeah.
In Dallas.
Yeah, with the kids and the mom and all that.
So she called, or she texted Kenny Smith.
The lady texted Kenny Smith? Or
Chris Paul's mom.
Oh, okay.
What lady? What lady are you talking about?
There was a mom and the son that were involved with supposedly putting their hands on Chris Paul's mom.
So no.
I just need a clarification on which mom was.
According to Chris Paul's mom.
All right. Which, again.
Through Kenny Smith on Inside the NBA on TNT, we'll tell you what happened.
Maybe a little bit of a slanted opinion.
That's right. Got to be careful.
Yeah.
So we're piecing this together like the Zapruder film.
Back. And to the left.
We'll get to that next. It's 3:56 on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.